Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. With your host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt, we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
Hi, welcome and good morning.
You know what? It's been a while. It feels like I haven't been here in a while. And last week we were off the air, unfortunately, due to the rain. We don't have that much rain here. And that really got us out of
whack.
We're
broadcasting live from Wrigley Field, and we get rained out occasionally when the bleachers start to flood or whatever. I'm not sure.
I have no idea what you're saying, Scott, but okay.
Well, just the idea that a radio show could get rained out is kind of odd.
It did. And might have all the technical information on that, why that happened. All I knew is that our show was canceled.
It has something to do with the snooze button. We can't quite figure that one out. Anyhow, we're here today, though, and we have, you know, and it's been a fun month because we've done kind of this panoramic history of Imperial County Human Services. You know who we're missing? We need Mike Kelly here, too. Like, he's like the missing link of the trifecta. But we had Mike Horn on, and Mike came aboard, and he talked about, from his perspectives.
My boss?
And that included Director of Behavioral Health now, but it included a fond chapter in his book about social services and his time there. And we had Warren Sherlock on, who's also 20-odd years with lots of recollections and lots of systems insights from Warren. And we saved the best. No. Sorry, Mike. No, the harmonica was great, but now it's the end of the month, and we are pleased to bring aboard Jim Sims today. And Jim is the... Now, what's your official title? Because you were director. Are you still director?
He's still the director.
I'm still the director.
Okay. Of Department of Social Services for Imperial County.
Correct.
And in transition, but still in charge. Good. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. 337-8874 is the phone number if you've got questions or recollections you'd like to share. I'm sure we've got some interesting gym stories out there.
Yeah. So how long have you been at Department of Social Services?
I started at that time. It was called Imperial County Welfare Department.
Oh, the welfare. Yeah. I haven't heard that in a long time.
February 1st, 1971. I was 6 days out of college. I was planning to get married and needed a job. And so I started looking around, and my wife-to-be said, have you ever thought of being an eligibility worker? I said, you can be an eligibility worker at the welfare department if you have 2 years of college, and you can be a social worker if you have 4 years of college.
Little did she know, huh?
And I said, well, I don't know what they do. I said, well, you might want to apply. So I applied to be a social worker and passed the written, and then got interviewed, and I graduated mid-year in January of 71, mm-hmm. and got hired February 1st. So I was very lucky to get a job that quickly and got married 3 months later.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've been there a long time.
So it's been a long time. It's been a span of
39 years.
39 years.
Coming up next week.
Longer than most people in the county have been alive, if you want to do a median age thing.
Thank you for making me feel like Methuselah.
You didn't have any gray hair yet. Come on.
I was around.
Well, yeah, me too. I'm feeling bad too, but an amazing time to spend at anyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about serial relationships nowadays, and that's, we don't even, careers have always been thought of as this kind of serial progression,
right,
of places and bosses and different things, and we're even training kids nowadays to expect that.
Right.
And you've been almost 40 years in the same department with all of its permutations.
And how, I mean, just the amount of knowledge and experience that you have in just spanning that time, how it started, how it was, the department when you started and now where it's at. You know, from how many people actually work in 1971 to how many people that are actually working there now?
Well, you know, when I started, some of the programs we no longer have are now at Social Security. We used to have what they called the Old Age Security Program mm-hmm. and the Aid to Totally Disabled. And in 1974, all those elderly programs were transferred to Social Security. So our department had a whole division of adult services workers working those kinds of cases. So we had about 100 staff and not a lot of social workers, maybe about 20. But right before I started, social workers used to also do eligibility work. They were kind of like dual workers. So when I went through training, I went through eligibility mm-hmm. training and social work training, even though I was just going to be initially a social worker, and would go out into the community and see if families needed any kind of assistance from our department or other resources. And that was kind of to break into the mm-hmm. social service field. I didn't know really what I was doing as a social worker. You know, you went through training, but actually going out the first time into the community and knocking on someone's door and being there to try to give them guidance about household management, mm-hmm. financial issues, and so forth. And you yourself are so green out of college, you just do the best you can. And I did that for a while, and pretty soon they said, you know what, you'd be a good CPS worker.
CPS?
That's Child Protective yeah. Services. And I said, whoa, that's heavy-duty stuff. We always thought of the Child Protective Services unit as almost like the Cadillac unit of the mm-hmm. department, really specialized. These people had a lot of training and a lot of dealings with really very tough family situations. And I said, I'll give it a go. And in December of 72, that was only a year and a half after I started, I was a CPS worker. And we did not have a lot of CPS workers. At one point, another individual in our department, Carla Moore, and I were the only CPS workers in the county.
Oh, wow.
I had the north end, she had the south end. We've come a long, long way since then. But things have changed, too. We really didn't have a lot of the court responsibility. Mm-hmm. That was handled by the probation department. And we didn't have a receiving home for minor children. They were placed in juvenile hall in Imperial.
Wow.
That's before they even had the setup down there on Applestill Road with the juvenile hall mm-hmm. and probation department. So these minor children who were picked up because they were either being neglected or abused were actually placed in juvenile hall, almost like a punishment kind of situation, just because there were no other resources available. So
wow.
I went through that.
Was that occurring to anybody at the time?
Well, I think what prompted the whole push eventually to actually develop the Betty Jo McNeese Receiving Home was to have a facility that was child-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But before they ever got that, they went through a lot of different locations. An interesting kind of remembrance I have about the receiving home is in 1979, those of you that were around back then, we had a really big earthquake.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I was in the six-story building that was no longer there at 940 Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the third floor when October 15th, 1979, at about 4:17 in the afternoon, we got a 6.5 to 6.7 earthquake that actually destroyed that building. It was built on stilts, and the stilts crumbled. So eventually they had to tear that building down. But at that time, when that happened, the building could no longer be occupied. So every agency in that building had to find a new location. And we were a fairly big organization, so we had to look for places to go.
Mm-hmm.
One of the places we went right away was going to be the site they had designated as the new receiving home, which was the old county hospital. They had just
oh, wow.
refurbished it. And so we moved in there for a couple of months while we were looking for a semi-permanent place to go. So we had about six or seven moves after the earthquake. So at that time in my career, I was in a special project section. As a matter of fact, at that time, I had been in the unit where Mike Horn had worked and Sam Couchman, both now directors of organizations. They were under my supervision. And so we had a lot of good experiences. We go back a long way. But that was a really challenging time for us. And at that time, our fiscal officer quit. And so Joe Picasso, who's now at the CEO's office. And so our director at the time, Sue Leidick, said, you know, I need a budget person. I want you to do the budget. So all of a sudden, from going to be a social worker and a CPS worker, and then supervising some staff in an administrative services unit, they want me to do my first budget.
At which of those jobs did you come home and tell your wife, and she just rolled her eyes and said, they want you to do that?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just picked up the old budget, started looking at it, and then I found out that, you know, we were just right at post Prop 13. Prop 13 had just been implemented in California, and we had a tremendous budget crisis, and all the departments were looking at very drastic cuts. At the time, fortunately, I guess we were not a huge department, but we had to submit a budget with 10, 15, and 20% across the board cuts in our budget. And so that was my first challenge as fiscal officer for the county in 1979, 1980, 1981. And then at the same time, of course, we're still looking for a permanent home. Eventually they built the county administration center. But the deal with the county administration center was we only got the same square footage that we had before the earthquake. We moved in there, we were already out of space. Mm-hmm. So we started looking at other places to locate our staff. So we were split up.
Nice.
And pretty much, kind of like behavioral health, a lot of different offices in a lot of different locations. So it was it's challenging to keep an agency kind of together and focused on a mission when you're kind of spread apart like that.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.